All right. Hi, guys. It's Michael Moore from Michael Moore Photography. Audio blog number two.
Yeah.
And cue music.
Okay, Michael really wants the music.
Yeah, I do.
Maybe we can do it and we can just like put it into the beginning of this for you.
Well, maybe we can also have people give us suggestions of like their favorite either songs or tunes or something.
But you can't just put any song because it has to be like...
Yeah, but allowable. It could be just a small like... Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael Laura Photography.
Good job.
Thanks.
Doesn't matter. Hey guys.
Hi.
Okay, so for today, I told Michael that he just had to come and I was going to tell him what we were doing. He doesn't know.
That's correct.
I thought it would be more fun.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I'm
I didn't
very
want
nervous.
You to pre-research the questions.
Right.
Is really what... Because I didn't, but I thought maybe you would try to do it ahead of time.
I would probably do that.
Okay, so Laura Casey, who is was the editor of Southern Weddings magazine, who is now like the Cultivate. She has like a brand called Cultivate. She does power sheets, if you've ever heard of those.
They're awesome.
She posted on her Instagram the other day... this article? No, she didn't post the article. Just maybe about it. I don't know. Anyways, it's called The 36 Questions That Lead to Love.
Mm.
And it is a New York Times article about these 36 questions. And if you do them, you're supposed to like fall in love with whoever you talk to about them, basically.
Okay.
It just like opens you up to the other person.
Sure.
I don't know. Anyways, it's broken into three sets. And I just thought it would be fun to do the first set.
Let's do it.
Okay. Michael's closing the door. It fell open. It's probably the dog. Anywho, P.S. Niles is asleep right beside us. So
yeah.
If you hear a baby screaming, it is him. Okay. Anyways, does this sound like a good idea?
Let's do it.
Okay. You're already in it.
I'm so nervous.
Okay. Set one.
Okay.
I'm going to have you. You can answer the first question and then we'll go back and forth.
Oh, okay.
So cool. I'll ask you a question and you can ask me.
All right.
Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. Are you nervous?
Yeah.
I can tell.
I'm not good at thinking on my feet.
I know, but that's why I thought it would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Question number one. Given the choice of anyone in the world, who would you want? It's actually whom. Whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Hmm.
That's like a layup.
It is?
I mean, you know, like
right,
people have asked you this question before.
I guess so.
Oh,
yes.
I don't know.
I don't know. Do I go with someone that's like more traditional, like, you know, Gandhi or Jesus? Or do I go with someone who's like changed life recently? Like,
changed your life recently?
No, changed like.
Oh, like recently. Culture.
Yeah,
yeah,
like, you know, like, I don't know.
It's
or
your
someone
question
famous.
Answer.
I don't know. I think someone who'd be really fun would be Steve Carell.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think
you like a lot of comedians.
I do.
So I think it's interesting that you picked Steve Carell.
Well, he is. I mean, he's not necessarily a stand-up comedian or something like that. But
right.
What he does is a lot of comedy. And
yeah.
I don't know.
You love comedians.
Exactly. I like his personality.
It would
be
a fun dinner.
And he seems genuine, too. He doesn't seem like a guy who's like, oh, man, I got to do this today, you know?
Okay. I don't really know anything about him.
He would like, you know, he would have fun with it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably not a great answer. Steve Carell is, you know.
It was a great answer. Okay, I'm going to just give you this and you can ask me because
okay.
I think it's
yeah,
more
perfect.
Fun if I don't talk
okay.
the whole time.
Question two.
Yeah.
Would you like to be famous? If so, in what way?
I would absolutely not like to be famous. I don't, yeah. That
I do that.
It does not
Wish
appeal
I had
to
that
me.
Question.
Does not appeal to me at all.
Okay, if you were to become famous, can I change the question?
Sure,
okay.
Why not?
If you were to become famous, what way would you want to become famous? In
for like curing cancer.
Great, love it. Nice answer.
That's I don't know, perfect. Like, you know, doing something to help other people.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, all right, question number three.
Mm.
Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
All the time. I literally,
oh God,
like...
This is such a good question for you.
No, it's even if I know that someone's going to call me about something specific.
Right.
I know that the call's going to happen.
You won't answer, and then you'll...
No. Yeah. No, it's not that, not that I won't answer.
Okay.
It's like a call scheduled. Like, I know someone's going to talk to me. We're going to talk to someone at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
At 5:45...
You're practicing.
All my brain's thinking is, what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? Does this sound better?
I actually knew that because I have had to write down some ideas for what you should say.
It's not so my strong suit.
Yeah.
I am not.
You're not an off-the-cuff person.
Again, that's why Steve Carell would be such a great date.
Because
I feel like...
Because I'm making you be completely off-the-cuff. Sorry. Anyways. No.
It's a good experience.
Yeah. Right. I just thought it'd be fun. I don't know.
Question four.
Yeah.
What would constitute a perfect day for you? By the way, perfect's in quotations. I don't know if you got that.
What would it constitute a perfect day? Okay. I would wake up.
Mm.
Probably like at like 8 a.m. because I usually wake up a little earlier, a lot earlier than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have coffee and like a breakfast sandwich.
Great. We're already off on a great schedule.
On a Panera bagel because those are my favorite. I'd eat it outside in like 75 degree weather.
Mm.
Too specific?
Sounds good. No. This is exactly what we need.
And then I'd like go outside for the day. I like being outside. So like maybe the beach.
Okay.
Like take a walk to the beach maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a lot of food would be involved.
Right.
So just like sandwiches and, like a Diet Coke and,
a good book,
I'd read a book. That would be fun. Just like hang out, but like not with a lot of people, just like some,
right.
And then also have some time by myself because I like that. Is that a good answer?
Sure. Well, what would you have for dinner?
Probably like another sandwich because I like sandwiches.
There.
But yeah, a lot of food. And they're
what time would you go to bed?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Great. I love it.
Sleeping is my favorite thing besides eating. Okay. Anyways, where are we? Question five. These questions are so good for you. It's like really? I planned it. When did you last sing to yourself?
On the walk that we were just on, like 5 seconds ago?
I was just about to say, you're like always singing.
I sing to myself.
Yeah.
What's the tune that's been stuck in your head that now obviously I can't remember
because I'm on... Okay, it's so funny because I didn't realize I was singing a tune when I'm singing this.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
I don't know. I've been trying to sing to Niles and every time...
Werewolves of London or something?
Something random. I've been trying to sing to Niles, but it's really hard to just like all of a sudden think of a song.
I have a song that I always go to.
You have a go-to song. Mm-hmm. What do you sing to him?
It's called The Soldier and the Oak.
Oh my gosh.
Elliot Park.
Literally no one's heard of that.
It's a cute song. It's about this song. It's sung in the person of a tree. Like the tree is the person singing it.
What?
And he wants to grow big and strong and become this great tree.
Cute.
But some rebel comes with a gun and he's been injured. And the rebel hangs his gun on the tree and the tree... And it stays there for 2 years. The rebel dies there.
Oh, my God.
It stays there for 2 years and then falls off.
I thought this was really cute. Well, no, now it's sad. Okay.
So the tree is no longer growing straight. It's bowing over the side.
Right?
It's not... All its aspirations are gone. And then one day, two people come and cut it down.
To cut down the tree?
Cut it down. And because it's going to make a great arch to hang a big bell in a church... So, his aspirations, it's, like, very metaphorical, right?
Yeah.
What his aspirations were of growing big and strong and being this great tree.
He, like, becomes the church.
Right. Through trouble.
I need to listen to that song.
It's a great song.
I've started singing that Jason Mraz song.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it?
What, I'm Yours?
No,
the other one.
Have something hat... He like kind of wraps it. It's really cute. Anyways, I'll think of it and I'll post it later. Okay. And then to someone else, but I guess you already kind of already answered that. Mm. Okay, your question.
Okay. Was it six? Went six, seven? Okay. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
Oh, hard question. I would definitely I guess the mind.
Okay.
All I'm thinking is that really sad Google commercial where the guy is like forgetting his wife.
Oh my gosh, you guys, if you haven't seen that Google commercial,
and I just like don't want
to stop watching. It pops up on the YouTube videos that I sometimes watch as the preview, and I skip as soon as possible.
I'm like starting to maybe cry just thinking of it. But then also, you don't want other people to like have to take care of you physically. You know, it would be nice to be able to like.
Right.
Be able to take care of yourself, but also it would be like so sad to be like not able to remember things. I guess mind.
Then I was gonna go for body anyway. So.
Okay, so you can do the things
perfect.
And
yeah,
I'll just remember
being,
it for us.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
That's adorable. Perfect. Okay. This is kind of dark. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
No, but I have a hunch that it won't be very exciting. If that makes sense. I wish it was exciting, but I have a hunch that it's going to be really boring.
Okay, how would you want to die? like bungee jumping or something?
I don't know. It could be like more.
It's exciting.
I don't know. Not like. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, you're driving on your car doing something very monotonous or right. whatever, and you pass away. You know? That would not be.
Oh, okay. Just
right.
Like,
but I would be like, if I was in my favorite chair and it was perfect weather outside, you know, like.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Just like a really, like, peaceful, like, nice way.
Yeah. Or exciting, like bungee jumping or, oh, you know, okay. you know, or if.
I'd
like,
prefer if you didn't die doing well, yeah, something exciting.
Okay. But okay, what if we're doing it together? You know?
Cute.
I don't know.
Sure.
Okay, you can't.
That was a weird one.
Okay.
Next.
Skip it.
Okay.
Number eight, name yeah. three things you and your partner appear to have in common.
Okay, we're like way too similar of people. So I could mm-hmm. list things like all day long. It's okay. kind of weird. I would say we both like a lot of the same things. Mm-hmm. So wait, what's the question again? What do we have mm-hmm. in common, right?
Yeah, what are three things you and your partner things. Appear to have in common?
Okay, so we like a lot of the same things. Mm-hmm. So we like the same like foods and music and movies mm-hmm. and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that a good
that
one?
That counts, yeah. Counts
okay, two, we are both photographers.
Nice. Can do that. It counts.
Does
that we count? Have it in common.
Is that too
our business
boring
is
of
Michael
an
and Laura, not it, Michael or Laura. So, yes.
True. and then we both... I don't know, like to travel, like we like other countries mm-hmm. and I guess that's like things we like.
We're both very spontaneous.
Are we?
Yeah. We're just like, oh my gosh, we should be doing this. And then we yeah, just go do it.
We love a project.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I could list things all day.
It's okay.
Anyways.
Great question.
Yeah. Okay.
Good answer.
We're probably too similar, if I'm honest with you. We like Family Feud.
Yes.
If you didn't get that reference, we like referencing
good answer.
Things. Okay, for what in your life do you feel most grateful?
Probably my childhood is a big one. Yeah. Where I got to grow up in Kenya, in case you guys haven't read. Spent 14 years there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it's shaped a lot of my
what do you think is, like, your biggest takeaway from living in Kenya? How did that change your life?
I don't know, maybe just how lucky and how blessed I am. You know, compared to other people and what they have and, you know, their
okay,
experiences.
Okay, so you, like, solve a cultural difference.
Right,
or, like,
yeah,
the
I think,
difference
right,
between
exactly.
you and other people.
Cultural okay. differences are things that people don't always pick up on, and I think it's very important.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
right.
I would say that one.
I think that's good.
Okay. Did I get a good grade on that?
You're not getting graded.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, calm down. Are you still stressed out? It's okay.
All right, number 10.
You're doing great. Yes.
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
Ooh. Well, my mom listens to this, so... No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think I had a great childhood. I think the thing I was, like, most bitter about when I was a kid is that I had to go to a different high school, but that's how I met you.
Hey, it
so,
worked out, you know?
Whatever.
Yeah. I was also bitter about going to a different high school.
We were bitter about that.
We were.
Something we have in common.
There you go. It's like the story of the soldier in the oak right there.
Oh my gosh. This is coming full circle. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I lived in the same house my whole life. I think it's cool when people like lived in other areas, but I also think it's kind of like endearing that I've lived in the same house,
yeah.
you know?
It's really cute.
I don't, endearing was probably the wrong word, but, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
What would you change? Oh my gosh, can you hear Niles snoring?
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
There, that was him.
Could
right
you
there.
Hear
I
it?
Heard it.
Oh, I hope so. That's so funny. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't supposed to get that question.
I know. Sorry. I didn't mean to. Are you panicking? It's fine.
I feel like they're getting harder and harder, so I'm just nervous
actually,
about the next question.
Okay, that's so interesting that you said that, because I didn't tell you that beforehand so that you didn't get stressed.
I assume. I
that's
can pick
the
that
premise
up.
Of it, is
okay,
that each question is harder than the one before.
Okay.
So, like, but I'm only having us do the first set, and there's
great.
Three sets.
Thank goodness.
So imagine if I had to do the third set, which, if you guys like this, I'll make him keep going and do the second and third. So you just let us know. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Oh, my what? Turn?
Yeah.
I just answered. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
Question 11.
Okay.
Take 4 minutes.
Oh,
you don't have to take four
okay.
minutes. That's a long time. And tell your partner your life story in as much detail as possible.
In as much detail?
Yeah, I'll give you 1 minute.
1 minute?
You don't have
as
to
much
take
detail
four
as possible?
Yeah.
I was born in England. I moved to Kenya when I was three.
Mm-hmm.
I broke a lot of light bulbs playing soccer in front of my neighborhood. Specific. I don't know. I went to a Kenyan school, and then I went to British school, and then I went to American school, and then I spent a year in England.
You went to an American school in Kenya?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were all British system.
No. The last two were both American International, Christian American International.
Wow.
So one of which was the middle school. I was like the best soccer player, and Braeburn? Then high school. No. Braeburn was the English system.
Oh, man.
West Nairobi was. I'm sure I'm past my middle already. I'm only in middle school. West Nairobi was the middle school, and I was like the best player. And then high school there, I was not.
Soccer was a big part of your life story.
Soccer was a big part of my life story, yeah. And then I moved to Midlothian, Virginia in 2004.
Sure did.
And was supposed to get rides from someone to high school.
Spoiler, it was me.
It was. And I was so angry at my parents for moving that I made them drive me the first year.
So he didn't meet me.
Yeah, until next year in government class.
And we played a lot of Sudoku.
We did play a lot of Sudoku. It was fun. And then...
We were good students.
Yeah, we were totally... Actually, I think that was my worst grade.
Really?
It was government. I think I got maybe my worst grade. Yeah, I think I got a C in government.
We digress.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, I went to college, VCU, for 3 years, and then met you at a missions conference. Re-met at a missions conference in Missouri.
St. Louis. Mm-hmm. That's the whole story.
I don't know.
No, that's good.
That was definitely over a minute, and I couldn't think of any specific
details. That was definitely over a minute, but you were supposed to have four. So, and a life story in a minute is kind of hard. Kinda, so you did good.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Last question. Mm-hmm. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
Oh. One quality or ability that I could wake up with tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would want to be able to speak another language. Maybe would be fun. Just be like smarter. Is that a thing?
That could be a thing. I mean, it's not like a ability or quality you don't have.
Oh, cute. Thanks.
It's the way you
want to
improve.
Yeah. I don't know. That's
what if it wasn't even a real, like, tangible one?
Oh, I'd want to, like, be able to, like, transport myself into other locations.
That's great. I like that one.
But I don't think that's what it means.
No, it's not. I just figured to make it more fun.
Yeah. So, like, something travel related, maybe?
Great. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe to, like, different time zones? Not time zones. Time periods?
Time periods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know.
That's a good one.
An ability. Yeah. That, probably.
I'd probably choose the ability to, like... be fit.
Oh my gosh, like motivated?
Yeah.
Maybe, I do wish I was motivated. Like a more motivated person when it came to my
or health. I could just wake up and have the ability of being fit. I don't know if that's...
I don't know that that's a thing, but you already have the ability to be fit. It's the motivation. It's the motivation
fair
that
point.
We lack.
It's true. That's yeah. Fair point.
Yeah. Okay, that was the whole thing.
Okay, great. So
that wasn't that hard.
That wasn't too bad.
Okay, but there is a set two and a set three out there.
Great. Well, maybe in like...
But here's the thing. You're not allowed to go
future.
Pre-research.
Oh, I'm not going
to
pre-research.
Now that we all know that
no,
that's
I'm just
something
glad
that you
it's
do.
The first set's over.
Anyways, I just thought that that would be fun.
Yeah.
One, you could get to know us a little bit better, but something that you could go take and do with someone.
Thanks, Laura Casey.
Laura Casey. That she was the inspo.
Shout out.
And it's a Times, New York Times article, but I will post it for you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. And we will see you next time.
Sounds good.